FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Nan Hayworth. Nan is a former congresswoman from New York's 19th district. She's also a medical doctor, an ophthalmologist. And Nan, I know I've had you on before. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, pleasure to be back with you, Mark. And what you do Schwarzenegger better than Schwarzenegger.
I've been practicing a long time, but thank you.
That's good. Yeah.
I appreciate that. So no shortage of things to talk about today. And, you know, I noticed I was looking at social media. I noticed that you had retweeted something from Ari Fleischer about what happened yesterday. Yeah. Saying that, you know, he's one of those people in the middle that thinks the president should have been tougher on Vladimir Putin. Where do you stand on this summit yesterday?
Well, you know, what I liked about Ari's comment was that in the midst of the heat, you know, that was within minutes after the press conference stopped. And, you know, I could just imagine, you know, and indeed, of course, that's what happened, you know, the firestorm from all the folks who would prefer that President Trump maybe not even be president.
Correct.
Including on the Republican side, right? And I thought Ari, you know, expressed pretty well the sentiment that, you know, I'm a strong supporter of the president. I was in Congress with the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. I have, and with Dan Coats, the DNI director, I have infinite confidence in that team. Russia is not pulling the wool over the eyes of the Trump administration, nor of President Trump, who is at the helm of this administration. And I think you know, we're all watching events unfold. Actions are much more important than words. Although words are important, the president was, as Rand Paul pointed out, and also Stephen Cohen, if you saw Tucker Carlson's program last night on Fox News Channel, Stephen Cohen is no right-winger by any stretch of the imagination, professor of Russian studies, formerly at Princeton and at NYU now. And they said, look, the president, which is true, the president needs to engage Vladimir Putin. Barack Obama said just a couple of years ago, look, you know, I could tell Vladimir Putin directly, I know you did this, and he's not going to respond to me. Yes, I did. That's right. And,
right.
You know, so the fact that the president was, you know, diplomatic toward Vladimir Putin and oppressor really doesn't surprise me. He does have about half the nuclear arsenal in the world. I think we have a bit more. But, you know, the president takes the whole issue of engagement towards more peaceable behavior very seriously. And, Mark, just very quickly, the two things that this president has done that were misdone by his predecessor are that he has rebuilt our leverage economically in the world, including our domestic energy production, and he is rebuilding our military. And that's what Russia cares about. That's what Putin cares about. What kind of strength do we have? What kind of leverage do we have? Barack Obama reduced our leverage. Donald Trump has increased our leverage, and Donald Trump and his team know how to use that leverage. They've already instituted an arm length of sanctions against Russia that still stand,
well,
and more to come.
It's a great point. Dr. Nan Hayworth is our guest, a former congresswoman from New York. You know, I think it's okay, in my mind, it's okay to admit that, yes, the Russians hacked us during the last election.
Yeah.
We know that they also had groups that were trying to you know, buy ads on Facebook and things. We knew all that was going on, but that is not breaking news. We knew all of this in early 2016. The Obama administration clearly didn't deal with it then. And in fact, Barack Obama joked about the fact that it was silly to suggest that any outside country could influence the U.S. elections.
Absolutely. Right.
And now they want to act like they can't. If Donald Trump doesn't acknowledge that the Russians changed the outcome of the election and that his election wasn't legitimate, then he's treasonous.
Right. And that's exactly. And that's what the left is looking for. And Brennan, who is who was a disaster, is still talk about treason, talk about the projection. The fact is that it was Secretary Clinton and Barack Obama, her president, who put us at risk, participating knowingly in exchanging sensitive information, crucial information on non-secure servers.
True.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that is known. And the president is right to ask, where are those 33,000 emails? Right? Where is the server? What was done with that evidence? Because we know that Secretary Clinton actively disregarded, blithely disregarded national security, and that somehow the left and those on the left in the media, they have managed to ignore that. You know, they ignore the massive conflagration that was, the Obama administration in so many ways, so that they can kind of search for matches in the haystack on the Republican side. And thus far, they're coming up with nothing.
I think that to Chuck Schumer and some of the other folks on the left, this is all about motivating their base for November, yeah, for the elections.
Absolutely.
And that's why I caution some of the never Trumpers who've jumped on board with them that, be
right,
careful here, because excuse the phrase, but this is like a one night stand. They're happy to welcome you on board right now, but they're going to kick you off the minute you disagree with them over this. Right. I mean, be careful who you're agreeing with here.
Oh, please. I know, in New York, we suffer under Chuck Schumer's representation, unquote. Absolutely. I mean, what were all of Chuck Schumer's suggestions yesterday, urgings? Well, they all had to do, exactly as you said, with pursuing a conclusion from the Mueller investigation that will lead to impugning the result of the 2016 election. Yes, that's what we're all looking for. The 2016 election result was perfectly legitimate. And yes, the president focused on that in some of his comments, as he is entirely wont to do. Ronald Reagan probably wouldn't have done that. But then again, Ronald Reagan was not assailed for a year and a half as to the legitimacy of his election.
Sure. That's a great point. We're talking to Dr. Nan Hayworth. Let me redirect here for a moment to the Lisa Page testimony that took place behind closed doors yesterday, following the Peter Strzok testimony that just lit up the public session last week. I'm not sure how you can't. The events of yesterday overshadowed Lisa Page being there, but there are some serious questions to ask after the release of these emails. I can't imagine, I've never been a prosecutor, I'm not an attorney, but I can't imagine any courtroom in America letting a case stand where there was that level of stated bias on the part of the investigators or the prosecutor or the judge or anybody else involved in a situation like this. We may never hear Lisa Page testify publicly,
right,
but we've got the emails or the text messages.
Yeah. We've got the texts. I mean, it was so obvious. And while it was, I watched most of the Strzok hearing, or much of the Strzok hearing, last week, because of course that was televised, and I thought John Ratcliffe from Texas did an extraordinary job of ripping him to shreds. So you claim no bias in your work, and just tell us, confirm for the record, please, were the texts that you exchanged with your colleague Lisa Page on your FBI phone, were they,
right,
they in your FBI materials? Oh, yes, they were. Okay? Well, end of story.
Yeah.
Right? He was using his official FBI means of communication knowingly and repeatedly for thousands and thousands of messages to communicate his contempt for Donald Trump and to communicate his desire and to affirm her desire to see him not become president. And here he is heading up an investigation of Hillary Clinton's emails. I can't imagine it holding up. in any serious defense of this guy.
And working for Mueller then briefly, at least, until it was discovered what he had been saying for the past 16 months via these text messages. I just think there's clear and present bias there, in my opinion.